The dart bolts through winding alleys and back streets of Chicago with the speed of a runaway train. Ace, the bloodthirsty boy with a baseball bat, barely manages to trail behind his newfound ally.
This guy sure can't move. Hey, he finally stopped. He's gone into that old church.
The Church of the Flaming Sword, a crumbling brick relic on Sheffield Avenue, its spire leaning to one side and a broken cross over the archway. The eyes of a cat-like stone gargoyle seem to follow Ace as he approaches the door.
Dust and cobwebs everywhere. Keep expecting Bela Lugosi to pop out. You got some taste of hideouts, pal. I've seen dumps, but this place takes the cake.
This old temple of the Christ cult is as good as a place as any. No one bothers me here. I have solitude.
Christ cult? You a Jew or something? Not that I got a problem with that. Some of my best friends are Jews.
For me, the two are practically the same. Dangerous cults that refuse to bend to the emperor. Yet, here I am thousands of years later in their world. I was never religious. Who has room for such philosophies when duty calls? Yet I miss the old gods.
Oh boy, just who did I throw in with here?
If we are able to be comrades, I suppose you will need some explanation. Close the door and sit. We have much to discuss. First, understand that I am not of this time. Magical forces brought me here to pursue a great evil. See, Emperor Nero was a member of a dark brotherhood of magicians. They existed long before him, but once he joined, they became almost unstoppable. They used him to start the fires as a mass sacrifice of human souls from which to gain power. With that done, they bewitched him to suicide. Their thirst for blood and power not quenched, they turned on each other, each leader gaining the imperial throne, only to lose it to the other. Finally, a wizard of light, Vespasian, used his power to restore order and become emperor. He founded the Order of the Burning Light, wizards tasked with doing battle with the remnants of the Brotherhood. But the brothers are too devious to be defeated. They've perfected methods of sleeping for centuries and returning to worm their way back into power. By the time the Order learned what they were doing and how, dozens of dark acolytes had vanished. So during the reign of Domitian, the Order chose 20 of us to grant powers and put into a timeless sleep and in another world. Only when the Brotherhood returned would we wake up, one at a time, each to oppose them alone. That is how I've come to be in your city. So long as the Brothers plan to build power, here I must remain.
Okay, so you're completely nuts then. Ain't that my luck? I meet a guy who can help me get revenge on the Balthazar gang, and he's certifiable! Oh, what am I gonna do about this?
I'm not a madman.
Yeah, well, ain't that what they all say? Still, you might be an escape loony, but I can't deny what you can do. I just hope you never mistake me for the Christmas turkey and carve me up.
I would never harm a comrade in arms. You have chosen to fight at my side. The least I can do is be your protector. I will, however, require something more from you if we are to work together.
Here it comes. I knew you had to be some kind of traitor. Well, the answer's no. This guy likes games.
What? No, that's not it at all. Though I continue to marvel at this future world's narrow view of sexuality, to be in Rome again, where they knew the meaning of freedom, yet that will never happen. What I need from you is a native of this place who can live and work here, providing me with the information and the resources I need to battle the forces of evil.
You want me to get a job and support the both of us while you do what exactly?
My one and only job is to dispense pure justice to the guilty. To do that, I need someone who can blend in with the barbarians of this era.
This deal keeps getting worse all the time. Look, I was always good with a camera. Granted, I'll need to get it back for it, and that ain't gonna be fun. If I do, maybe I can get some easy freelance gigs at one of them weekly rags. No promises, you lazy bum.
Meanwhile, a few blocks away in a low-rent speakeasy, a man in a jet-black suit stops dead before taking a drink as a woman in a slinky gray dress and snakeskin boots approaches.
Not you again.
Yes, me again. I've got some questions for you, Nelson. And now, I've got you cornered. No more ducking out on me, bub. Time to make a statement.
You gotta be kidding me with this. I don't talk. Not to coppers, and sure as hell, not to dame reporters. You ain't getting nothing from me. My lip is zipped.
Come on, bulldog. Is that any way to treat the free press?
You can take your free press and shove it up your ass.
I wanted to do this the easy way. Now I gotta do it the hard way.
What the hell are you trying to...
I'm sick of all the dirty cops handing this town over to gangsters. My old man was a cop, a good one, and he'd want to see all those bastards at the top exposed. I know you're the main go-between, so for the sake of my old man, I think you ought to tell me everything you know before I make this glass bottle go between your liver and your kidney.
You're crazy. One shout from me and a dozen guys will blow you away.
But not in time to stop me from shoving this thing into your special place.
You know what they do to stoolies.
Yeah? Well, I'm no cop. I don't need a witness. Just info. No one has to know a thing but you, me, and the glass bottle. Give me a place and time to nail these bastards' balls to the wall. You can hide in a ditch for all I care.
That ain't easy as you think. We've been talking a while. You've been getting in my face. People have eyes, sweetheart. It ain't hard to put two and two to make four.
What's to explain? I'm just a crazy broad, right? Just some daffy dame showed up one day and gave you grief.
Ain't that the truth? Ouch! Quit grinding it in! I'll give you what you came for. There's a meeting tomorrow afternoon at Warehouse 55 on the docks. And a copper won't play ball. Self-righteous rats going to the G-men. The big man himself is dealing with it. The deputy superintendent of police. Gonna teach him how things work in this town.
Yeah, I heard that story before. Too many times, in fact. Maybe after tomorrow, I'll never have to hear it again. See you around, bulldog.
Don't let that bitch leave here alive.
Why are they shooting? What did you do?
Just run, Jimmy! And give me the thing!
Damn it, Audrey. I'm a photographer, not a munitions expert.
Just hand it over! This should give them something else to think about. Light me up, kid! Take some pictures. This stuff is gold. I'll cover you. Just get some more pictures.
That's nutty. They're shooting at us.
At this distance, they won't.
I'm a kid. Help. I'm bleeding. What do I do?
Quit whining, that's what. Not even a scratch. A tenement building some blocks away. Young Ace Barlow approaches the rundown and overcrowded brick structure that he once called home.
Hey, look what the cat dragged in. You know them coppers are looking for you, kid. Wanna take you to that Angel Garden orphanage?
Ah, them coppers can take their orphanage and shove it up their ass. I'm getting a job and taking care of myself. Let me into the folks' place, Mac. I need to get my stuff.
You got that rent money they owed me before they kicked it?
You know I ain't got no money, Mac. My rent's just got iced. Give me a break. I'm looking for work. I'll pay you back soon.
Soon don't cut it. I'm thinking maybe I sell that stuff and get my money now.
I'm thinking maybe I give you a break, pal.
Whoa. What do you plan to do with that bat?
I ain't about to play baseball, that's for sure.
No, don't!
I'll pay for a new lot when I get the job.
I am calling police.
You try, and that door ain't gonna be the only thing I broke, Mac.
Don't hit me, kid. I get message.
Good. Shut your trap and stand in that corner. I'll get my shit.
Experience Dungeons and Dragons like you've never experienced before.
So, girls, tell us about Dave.
So, tell me how great I am. Dave's a little drunk and all.
Feel the tension.
Like some chips.
They don't have any chips.
Feel the excitement.
29 more javelins.
You gonna throw another javelin?
Well, 29 more.
Epic storytelling.
This island, as all the locals know, is the island of Atlantis, and you are not welcome here.
And with no swearing or profanity of any kind.
Ah, jeez.
This is
Dungeons and Dragons and Daughters.
Find out more at dungeonsdragonsdaughters.podbean.com, your favorite podcast service or preferred social site.
We're also on YouTube.
The following day at the Weekly Squealer, a local tabloid paper.
You call yourself reporters? I want more dirt on these bastards. I don't care if you have to strap a microphone to their kids. This is the Weekly Squealer. We don't take no comment for an answer.
Young job seeker wants to see you, boss.
Another one? Well, what are we averaging now, 10 a week? This depression is a bitch. I tell you, everyone's got a sob story. Send him in. Maybe we can find some busy work.
Salutations, Mr. O'Hara. It's a distinct honor to meet you. Sir, my name is Ace W. Barlow. I'm a fire hand at a camera and was hoping you'd give me a chance as a freelancer. I've got some pictures here to show you.
No, we don't hire freelancers.
Why the hell not? What harm would there be in giving me a chance?
You know what the job market out here is like? Flooded, unstable, everybody wants a quick buck. We want stable, reliable people. In-house talent professionals. No wishy-washy amateurs.
Well, how's about, perhaps I can apply to be an in-house photographer. And then I've got a portfolio of pictures. Just take a look and see if I can fit.
No chance. I only hire guys with experience.
How you gonna know how experienced I am if you don't look at my goddamn portfolio?
Here's what I'll do. I'll give you $2 to wash my car. Do it nice, and maybe you can be a regular guy.
Wash your car? You're making fun of me, old man?
What? You're too good for it. These days, a lot of guys would kill to earn an honest $2.
I came here in my Sunday best, racking my brain to talk proper like some pansy. I brought you my best pictures, and you don't even look at them. You keep talking all this shit about washing your car for a lousy $2. You're no good two-bit fat potato-eating piece of garbage. You wanna step outside, or should I deck you right here?
Oh. Those are some mighty big fighting words coming out of someone who's so small. I hope you're ready to learn some manners, boyo.
You are out of your mind, lady. I'm done.
Stop being a baby. You barely even got shot. Grazed across the arm. I've had worse paper cuts.
Listen, you loony broad. I gave you a chance, and you got me shot. Just like you got your last photographer dropped off a skyscraper, and the one before crippled for life. Look, good luck finding a replacement, because I'm pretty sure I was the last guy in this city dumb enough to take pictures for you.
Go on then, you pansy. I don't need you. Hey, boss, Jimmy just quit.
I heard that.
The thing is, I gotta have a new photographer today. Got any ideas?
I've got just the man. Mr. Varley here says he's got experience and brought an impressive portfolio. I just hired him to be your new field photographer. Try not to get him killed.
Get in what?
Unless you've changed your mind.
No, I need a job. It just seems like this game's a piece of work.
She is. But that's the deal. Take it or leave it.
I know I'm gonna regret doing this.
If you boys are finished chatting, we have an appointment to make this afternoon.
That's just fine. But this boy's got to learn some manners first.
What?
You asked me to step outside.
You didn't!
He did?
This ain't gonna be pretty.
Come on, pal, you gave me the job. I ain't got no more beef with you. Let's just forget it.
Sorry, boyo. No can do.
You don't back out of a fight with an Irishman. I'll try not to break your bones, but I'll make no promises.
Oh, I'm dying.
Oh, no, you're not. You don't look pretty, but you're not dying. Get this steak on your eye to bring down the swelling. I found a clean shirt for you. Take that bloody thing off.
Thanks.
Just be glad he let you off with a black eye and a busted lip. Picking a fight with a grown man 3 times your size? Real smart, kid.
I got this bad habit. Sometimes my mouth writes checks my body can't cash.
I've got a similar habit. My mouth tends to attract bullets. What a pair we make.
Maybe we should learn to shut up.
Somehow, I don't think either of us is the type. Come on, once you've changed, we gotta get down to the docks. A warehouse on East 35th Street. Ace and Audrey hide behind a crate, spying on a group of gangsters as they drag a struggling uniformed police officer before another uniformed man. Deputy Police Superintendent Clancy! I knew it had to be him. Plenty of light in here. Make sure to get his face in your pictures.
I know that. I'm not a complete amateur.
Take off the lens cap.
I knew it was on. Officer Smith, I hear you're thinking of turning right.
You're a disgrace to the badge.
Shut up. Don't you know this guy's your boss?
It's all right. Everyone's entitled to their own opinion. As long as they keep it to themselves. But you weren't planning on doing that, were you? You were planning on blabbing everything to the G-men. We simply cannot have that.
We are supposed to protect and serve the people, not the low-life scum running this city.
But we do. By supporting organized crime, we are keeping crime organized and controlled. It's better this way. Can't you see that?
I see a criminal who belongs in prison. Nothing you say will convince me to back down. I'm talking. If that means you have to kill me, do what you have to do.
The deputy superintendent reaches into his coat and produces a small statue of a monkey covering its mouth with its hands.
I wouldn't dream of killing you. I have something much more interesting in mind. However, I do doubt you'll be saying much or anything to anyone, because mum's the word.
Mum.
Amazing. Where'd you say you got it from?
I didn't, but then you know that.
Johnny Balthazar, you lousy son of a...
Shh! What are you doing? Trying to get a shot? Johnny Balthazar, the man without a soul. A small-time underworld figure suddenly and inexplicably growing in power. A man bound to the forces of darkness. The man most responsible for the death of Ace's parents. Consumed with a burning rage, Ace struggles wildly as Audrey holds him down.
I don't think we're alone in here.
You came from a crate over there.
Crap! I gotta talk our way out of this. Give me the camera and stay quiet.
That ain't a good idea. I got a score to settle anyway. Just stay back and let me.
No, you can't even handle O'Hara. What do you expect to do against Balthazar? Just stay here and be quiet.
I know you're over there. Come out before I shower you with hot lead.
Don't shoot. I'm coming out.
A dame?
This dame's trouble, believe me. She's a reporter, works for that incessant rag, the Weekly Squealer.
Should I shoot her?
No, I want to see what this charm can really do.
Take your paws off me, you ape. As for you, Clancy, do your worst with that little trinket. No power in the world will stop me from exposing you as long as I know the truth. Even if you make me forget, I'll figure it out again and bust you just the same. Because I know my job, and I know how to bring down scum like you.
Well, I say that you know nothing.
Uh...
lights are on, but nobody's home.
They fried a brain!
Now that the distraction is dealt with, we should discuss the elephant in the room. Namely, that we are being targeted by the G-Men. Our mutual friend has pinpointed their location to apartment 23 in the old brownstone on Michigan and 18th.
We'll blow them all away.
You're thinking too short term. Clancy, use that fancy statue to make the fence work for us. Having some G-Men in our pockets could come in real handy.
I agree, but tell me, Johnny, when did you get to be so calculated? You were always a passionate hothead, thinking with your emotions, but recently, something's changed.
These days, I can't even remember what passion is. Just get over to those feds and make it so they can't ever defy us.
The mobsters and the dirty police boss abandon the mindless girl to the elements. Ace slowly creeps from his hiding place and runs to her side. Speak no evil. The power of the wise monkey has left Audrey without a thought in her head. Can the spell be broken? Can the dart stand against this terrible magic? Can anyone? Find out next time.
If you enjoyed listening to this production, please show your appreciation by giving to our Patreon account. Just click the link on our Facebook page.